Greetings to everyone. Today, Longpa Nan, out of his compassion, give me the opportunity to give Dhamma talk. Usually, it is not my duty to give Dhamma talk, so this is not my strong suit. We all have been practicing for 7 days already, both online and here. So you can see that with the COVID, that everything changed in this world. Before COVID, it is very hard to be able to come to Thailand to fly across the sea to pay respect to the Kruba Ajahn, to the masters. But today, with the technology, we can see each other face to face from online. Buddhism has been present for over 2,500 years. The Buddha became enlightened and started to teach his disciple from the first one to the second, third, fourth, until all the disciples, they see Dhamma, same as the Buddha. And the Buddhism spread to many countries and come to Thailand until the recent times where we know about the great forest monks such as Longpu Man, Longpu Sha, down to Longpa Anan. You can see that there's many people, uncountable number of people, both human and devas, who realize the Dhamma. If you really study the teachings of the Buddha, so in the present day, the great masters, the Kruba Ajahn, they still practice and realize the Dhamma, just as the same as in the time of the Buddha. Everybody here, some of you may have been practicing for a long time. Some of you may know about Buddhism, but just start practicing. And some of you may just know about Buddhism from these online sessions. So you can see that nowadays, the social media, there's benefits and also there's also the bad side to it. But in practicing, it is the same as doing research. So you can compare it to, for doctors, they do research about the disease, the sickness, or the engineers, they do research about the construction, or scientists, they do researches about the space, or soldiers, armies, they do research about weapons, how to kill as many people as possible. But for Buddhism, we also do research. The research of how to be able to realize the Dhamma, to see the truth. The Buddha laid down the teaching for everybody to follow to gain Sotapanna, Skitakami, until arahantship. And to be able to get rid of all the suffering. All of his teachings, all the 84,000 teachings, you can see that in his lifetime, the Buddha's lifetime, he entered Nibbana at 80 years of age. And he realized the Dhamma when he was 35. So during his 45 years of being the Buddha, he gave talks 84,000 times. That is a huge amount of Dhamma that he has given. So we do not have to be like him. We don't have to give Dhamma talk or study all of it. We can just start practicing with just one word, Butto. That is already following his teaching. Because the important thing is to practice, to do it. Butto, it means being awake, being holy, being bright. So we have to do research to observe our citta, our mind, to see how to be able to realize the Dhamma. So we have to practice, whether we are sitting down or walking, we always have to recollect the word Butto. And we do it continuously until the mind becomes peaceful. And then with the peaceful mind, the mind will become bright and we will feel rapture. The mind will become full. But before we are able to enter that state of being awake, being bright, it is not that we can do it immediately. We can try to sit down and we think to ourselves that, okay, in this setting, we're gonna realize the Dhamma. That is not possible. Well, it is possible for someone who has a lot of spiritual accumulation, a lot of barami. For example, Nongpo Rusu Lingdam, he once said that to be a Sotapanna, he just need to close his eyes and he attained that level. But for others, for normal people, we have to put in a lot of effort. So we have to contemplate that these past 7 days, what have we gained? What level of effort have we put in? Do we just come when it is time to for the session and listen to the Dhamma? Or do we keep practicing on our own after listening to the Dhamma, to Longpo Anan's Dhamma? Do we practice on our own time? This is like planting trees. Or for doctors to do research on COVID, they will have to see how this disease happened, where it come from, and how to fix it. In our practice, we also have to observe and research our mind that what in our practice, what benefit do we gain, and why is that? Is it because we don't put in enough effort? Is it because the gamatana that we practice is not suitable for our minds? For me, I have been ordained for quite some time, and I have seen a lot of people who come to ordain with very strong intention. Some of them even give up on their families. They give up their wives, their children, because they want to be like the Buddha. But their strength cannot be compared to the Buddha. They have the wish, but they cannot do it. And because they have the wish, but they don't put in enough effort, then in the end, they have to leave the monastic life. So the important thing is putting in effort, putting in the diligence. Everybody can recollect putto. Even children can do it. Some of them can do it for 10 minutes. Some of them can do it for 1 hour. But for us, we have to see if we can do, if we can recollect putto continuously throughout the day. And we have to observe our mind, whether we, how much effort do we put in. So we, when we listen to the Dhamma of the Buddha or Longpo Anan, then we practice as they teach us. We may be able to think or say that we're going to do it, but we may not be able to practice that way because we don't have, if we, because we don't put in enough effort. So it's important not to give up. When you listen to the Dhamma, maybe you have been practicing for 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, you may not be able to see the Dhamma yet, but you shouldn't give up. For example, you can contemplate that yesterday I sit for 1 hour and my mind still hasn't become peaceful. Then today I'm going to put in the effort to sit for 2 hours to see if the mind becomes peaceful. That's like the scientists doing research. For scientists, they also have to put in the effort in observing and researching. Otherwise, they won't be successful either. If we listen to the Dhamma and we don't become peaceful, then we may just continue to sit until the mind becomes peaceful. If we don't stop, then eventually we will find the peace. This is what Longpo Anan always teach in the Dhamma talk. He compared it to a farmer. If a farmer wants to dig a well somewhere, then he just keep digging until he finds the water. But for the new generation, you may not have the experience of having to dig to find water in the middle of the field, or walking 1 or 2 kilometers to a well to get the water. Nowadays, we just open the tap and then we get the water. But the practice is like digging a well. So we have to put in the effort and follow the practice that the Longpo Anan has taught us. If our practice is like digging the ground for 1 meter and then we don't find the water, then we move to another place and dig for 1 meter and then so on, we keep changing place, then we won't be able to see, we won't be able to find the water. the practices like that. So we have to set our heart that we will practice until we reach the state of peace. We have to be confident in the teaching of Longpo Anand. We already believe him to be a great teacher. Then whatever he teaches us, we just keep doing it. We don't have to rush things. We just do it continuously. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, we don't give up. And eventually, we will be able to see to realize the Dhamma in the same thing that he has realized. And sometimes these states, they just happen without us noticing. So we need to have the confidence that the Buddha Dhamma is the real thing and the teaching of Longpo Anand is the real thing. So I would like to give the spiritual support for all of you to practice. We have to practice until we reach that state. So in trying to do that, we have to put in the effort in the dana, sila, and samadhi. It's like a rope that come together. In Thailand, the monks teaches a lot about dana, giving dana. It is to relinquish the external belongings. And if we give up our belongings, then we observe the mind. We will see that our minds become light. The people who are selfish, they have heavy mind. And when we relinquish, then the mind become light. And with the light mind, the practice will become easier. So we should practice dana and sila until they become our habits. And for dana, it's not just giving up the external things. In our daily lives, for example, you're driving, then you give way to your friends on the road, that is dana. Or when you're walking on the street or in the subway and you smile to someone, have a present attitude, that is already dana. So you can see that you can do dana all the times. Even thinking good thoughts, that is dana. You can wish for your friends, your country, or everyone in this world to have happiness. That is dana. And you keep doing that. And when you do that continuously, then the anger become lessened. And your mind will start to become full. And with a full mind, then that is the base for your practice. With dana as the base, then the practice is not hard. But it doesn't mean that you're going to realize the Dhamma today. It takes time. So maybe you have to practice for 1 year, 2 years, 10, 20 years, or even your whole life. Some monks, some disciples, even in the time of the Buddha, they practiced their whole life and they were able to realize the Dhamma at their death. It doesn't mean that everyone can just ordain or practice and realize the Dhamma on that day. Sure, there's some who have a lot of barami, have a lot of spiritual accumulation, and they were able to do that, to realize the Dhamma in the beginning. But not everybody is the same. It's like the trees in the forest. They all have different height. But if we put in the effort without giving up, then we will be able to realize the Dhamma. We shouldn't think that, oh, we have been practicing for a long time. How come we haven't had any progress? We just keep doing it. And like the trees, and we will eventually grow. We don't need to compare to other people. When we listen to the questions and answers, we may think that, oh, how come some of them ask such a high Dhamma questions? And some of them ask about the practice that they have done very well. We shouldn't compare to other people. Our practice is our own, their practice is theirs. So we just keep doing it continuously and we will realize the Dhamma. It's like we're eating rice or we're eating ice cream. We will be able to taste the sweetness. We will be able to experience the aroma. And if someone come and tell that, oh, the ice cream is not good, it doesn't taste good, then we don't have to listen to them because we have already tasted the ice cream. So for today, Nongpo Anan has, with his compassion, give me the opportunity to give the Dhamma talk. And this is all that I would like to give the encouragement to all of you. And I would like to end the talk here.
So my question is, I said first, I would like to thank him for a very encouraging and relatable talk. And my question is, of all this time that he had been practicing Dhamma, was there any time that he felt disheartened? And if there was, how did he find the strength to carry on with his effort?
So to answer the question, yes, in my practice, I feel disheartened many times. Even when I was practicing very seriously, I want to sit and achieve the peace of mind. But even though there's some peace, but it's not as much as I wish. I practice by walking after the meal at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I do walking jonggrom until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I would do the chores and then went back to my kuti and continue to walk. And then come to sit samadhi together with other monks at 7 o'clock in the evening. But still, the mind doesn't enter the state of samadhi that I wish. And that's just my kilesa. It is because sometimes when I talk to my friends, the other monks, and they were able to see this and that, to see the devas or nimitta, and I want to see that too. But even though my mind is peaceful, but I achieve some rapture, happiness, but I still didn't see the devas. But when I keep practicing, then I realize that the level of each person is different. The level of parami, spiritual accumulation, we're all different. So with that, I have the confidence that Lungpa Anan's way of teaching is right. It is the real thing. Then I just keep follow his teaching slowly, slowly. It's like saving up every day. I don't expect to, nowadays I don't expect to reach, to realize the Dhamma, you know, in today or tomorrow. But I just wish that I have the strength to get up every day, to be able to practice sitting samadhi, doing chanting, and who knows, maybe in 2, 3 years, 10 years, then I will be able to realize the Dhamma that Lungpa Anan has realized.